Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Carr. He's hit. The ball's out. A flag on the play. A fumble in the backfield. Winovich got to the quarterback. Guy got into the pile as well for New England.
What a play by Winovich.
The Patriots recover.
Hour number two of Zolak and Bertrand. And on Thursdays at this time, we're joined by Chase Winovich because it's Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. And once again, Patriots linebacker Chase Winovich with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Chase, nice play on Sunday. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Happy Twisted Tea Thursdays.
What's your favorite tea? You like the original or you like the half and half?
Loves them all, I bet.
Just love them all.
Yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. It's like saying, good morning, football.
Good morning.
Good morning, football to you, Chase.
What happened Friday has its day and Twisted Tea has its Thursdays, I guess. What can you say?
There you go.
What happened with Carr's towel? You took it from him and then you wouldn't give it back.
Yeah, so I took it from him, and he had asked me for it. I didn't even really realize I picked it up, but I'm going to keep the dialogue of what was said on the field. But long story short, that was one lucky fan got to go home with a souvenir, and I guess that was me. So,
was he mad? Was he mad when you're like, no, I'm not giving it back?
He wasn't too happy. Let's put it that way. He wasn't too happy.
Did he call you a nincompoop? Did you tell him that's not all you're going to take from him? I mean, just give us an idea of what the gist of the conversation was.
See, that's the thing is that, you got to keep it on the field between the players, but let's just put it that way. He wasn't very happy about it. I'm going to put it up on eBay, hopefully by the end of the week. I've been so caught up with dealing with the Chiefs,
I'm
auctioning off for charity. So there's going to be something good that comes from it.
Hey, when we hear from you as fans in the media or in an interview like this, you're a pretty happy guy, easygoing guy. Do you have a different personality when you're on the field?
I'd say I don't want to say a different personality, but I'm definitely a pretty focused guy. And anybody that is around me for like an hour, I think in the facilities, kind of gets a feel for the fact that, I definitely care about what I do. And this is very important. And I've always stressed that football is number one for me. I obviously dabble in some off the field stuff. I got like a YouTube channel and a little bit of a production company now. Football is always first. And so when it comes to on the field stuff, I'm pretty serious. I try to have some fun, especially when people are making plays and celebrating. You saw Dietrich Wise had that awesome touchdown. And so we were dancing on the sidelines and having a time. But you got to divide the two for sure.
Yeah. So you like to dance. That's one of your things. I saw you the first guy down after McCourty's pick six in Seattle, and you were pointing at the camera, getting the camera's face and everything. So you're there.
Yeah, I was fired up, but I the worst part about that is the fact you got to go back out on the field. So that next drive was a little tough for sure.
So you got to see Rob Ninkovich told me this a long time ago. When you're playing on defense, and then you're also required to be there for special teams, always find out where the guy with the orange glove is, that TV timeout guy. Because then you always take a peek after a touchdown, make sure, oh, okay, TV timeout coming up. It's going to be, I'm going to be able to be gassed here so I can take a breath. So find the orange glove guy. You could cut about 5 minutes off your game.
Ah, that's a great vet trick. Yeah, Rob's full of those little savvy vet moves for sure. Smart guy.
What do you make of this quarterback you're facing this week? Specifically, you being an edge guy and how he likes to get outside the pocket.
I mean, I don't know if much needs to be said about him. Anybody that knows or watches football knows the talent that he possesses. He's obviously a weapon and something, that gives a lot of people problems. So we're going to have to really prepare and lock into the fundamentals and the game plan and just give him everything we got every play. So, he's a great player.
So from hearing from Bill Belichick this week and hearing from Devin McCourty this week and now hearing from you, it seems like there's an effort to not get too caught up in the fact that it's the Chiefs and it's just another week and you guys are going to work and get ready for the opponent, regardless of the fact that they're the Super Bowl champions and they're undefeated and they have Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, what kind of team, kind of prepares with like that mindset in mind? I think that's just kind of a bad strategy. You know, obviously you got to account for who they are and what they do. But at the end of the day, it's like we can't get too caught up with, all those crazy statistics and stuff. I don't know. It's a matter of doing our job. It all comes back to fundamentals and, this is who we got this week and we're going to lock in and try to do the best we can.
Right. You being an edge guy, usually line up over tight ends sometimes, right? What's Kelce like? Is he a tough blocker? Does he try to block you and get after you a little bit, or is he just worried about running routes?
Yeah, so I'm not falling into this trap. he's obviously he's a great football player. He does a lot of good off the field too. I'm looking forward to lining up across from him on Sunday. So let the tape speak for itself.
Yeah, well, nobody talks more trash about Kelce than Zoe. So good job not falling. Yeah,
good job. Thank
exactly,
you. Appreciate that.
What we really need to do with Chase Winovich is ask him to say some words that you consistently say in an odd fashion, Zoe.
Oh, the Pittsburgh words. Pittsburgh Geese.
Pittsburgh Geese, yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, not a shark, but that big, big mammal that swims in the ocean bigger than a shark. What would you call that? You go maybe out on a boat watching for them sometimes.
Jeez, I don't know.
The biggest thing in the ocean. What is it?
Killer blank.
I just call it a whale. I mean,
that's how normal people would say it.
Well,
but Zoe says well. We didn't know if it was a Pittsburgh thing.
We call creeks, cricks.
Yeah, crick. Up bleep crick.
Buggies, rubber bands or gum bands.
Yep.
We call people yins for sure.
Yins. How about if you took out a tape measure to what would you be doing with it? You would be or getting for a suit. I already said the word, but. How would you say measure?
Roller, tape?
No, you just say the word.
Measure.
How do you say measure? Do you say measure or do you say measure? Measure.
No, I don't know. I'm sure I say a lot of stuff weird, but measure. Measure. I don't really say measure. I say measure.
There we go. It's not. Okay, so it's Zoe. It's not Pittsburgh.
It's Zoe. No, such as me. You know what, Chase? Like my first time here, I went to Primo Sub Shop down in Foxborough there. And I think it's still there. And I ordered an Italian hoagie. And the guy looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking about? No, that's definitely a staple. Yeah.
That's just a different word, though. We're talking about how you pronounce the word Zoe.
Okay.
But Chase doesn't.
Chase is normal.
Heel.
That's not always true. There's definitely words that I pronounce that are like people from around here are like, yeah, that's not how you say it, you know? But... I wasn't sure. It's tough to distinguish like what I say versus what, people from Pittsburgh, necessarily say. So it's a little different.
We just wanted to really get another Pittsburgh guy in here to ask him if it's Zoe or if it's Pittsburgh. And it seems based on this basic research, it's Zoe.
That's why there's t-shirts made about it.
Speaking of which, we got to get to this question of the week. It's the Twisted Tea question of the week. From Richard J. in Warwick, Rhode Island. Richard has this question for you, and this is why we think of it. Maybe you lost the accent when you were in Michigan. Are you disappointed that you only got to play with Tom Brady for 1 year?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Am I disappointed I only got to play with Tom for 1 year? Disappointed isn't exactly the right word. I would have loved to play with Tom as long as I could have, but, it's a joy getting to come in every day with Cam, extremely hard worker. He's been awesome with me. It's always a great time. It's great having Cam as our quarterback and, we're onto the present, but I was definitely sad to see Tom leave, whenever that all the news came out and there's a lot of great memories with Tom. Tom is so cool, man. He's awesome. So, Really lucky to have him as a teammate.
I remember camp last year, and camp was over, and all the guys went in for practice, and Brady kept you out to have him be beaten by you with a dummy. Did you ever think that was, like, weird or something?
It was a little nerve-wracking, for sure, especially as a rookie, and just trying to earn your way on the Patriots and earning the trust of your teammates and stuff, and then you're out there and just knowing that if I go a little too fast and the timing isn't right, that I could break his thumb or do something that would obviously adversely affect the team. That was not an ideal situation for a rookie to be in, but I had fun. I mean, by the end of it, you could see Tom's competitiveness, and I was really trying to hit him. We were talking smack is the word we use, and I was coming. I was trying to take him out with that bag. So
are you ever aware? He loved it. Are you ever aware of what the spread is on a game?
Yeah, I'm never aware of that.
All right. Well, here's a stat we gave today. The Patriots are a 7-point underdog this weekend for the third time since 2002. Do you have any recollection of the Patriots in 2001 or 2003 or 2004 right. when they first started winning Super Bowls?
I don't know. I used to play Madden as a kid. So I would always, like, take this would have been a little later, but I would take the Patriots franchise, trade everyone off, and then use the draft capital for the next year's team, because the Patriots had a couple studs. So yeah, I probably I leaked that one out. I would trade Tom away.
This is the thing I bring up. Chase Winovich was 6 years old when the Patriots first won their Super Bowl, their first one with Tom Brady.
Which for
a lot of our listeners is probably mind blowing,
right?
Chase.
Or it's them. Hey, I'm sure playing in Michigan, you guys were always favored. Were you ever like a 7-point dog to little brother when you played them?
Oh, little brother.
Michigan State?
I know who little brother is, but I prefer family now. They're not little brother, they're family to us. So I don't know. I don't know if I was ever, like I said, I try not to pay attention to that, because like all that stuff doesn't matter at the end of the day. We have so much to worry about. I don't even think people quite realize just how much goes into being a professional football player, or professional athlete in general. But you definitely have your plate full, and if you get caught up in that, it's kind of pointless, because A, it doesn't mean anything for us, and B, it's like that might shape how you play the game and your mindset going into it. So you got to respect every opponent, because every time you show up on Sunday, you got to give it your best, because you never know the play that you let up could be the play you get hurt on, or the play you get screamed at on Tuesday or Monday when you're watching the film. So you don't want that, for sure.
All right, Chase Winovich, appreciate the time, man. We'll be talking to you again next week.
Yeah, man, good luck.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, buddy.
Chase Winovich here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline on Zolak and Bertrand, all part of a Twisted Tea Thursday.
You know what I like about him is, like, after he'll make some like long, profound statement, he'll I did that.
He's like Gronkowski, but with coherent thoughts.
He's a polished Gronkowski.
Fun player, Chase Winovich.
Hardy, what was that rant?
Only gonna get
what was
better.
That rant he went on about little brother when his career was over at Michigan? We should look that up.
Who, Winovich?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Four straight years, the little below. That's one thing when you come to Michigan, you never lose the little brother. That's why you treat your little brother the way it is all the time.
So
haven't heard that?
He went off post-game.
It's the post-game, like, on-field interview.
What were his years at Michigan?
We came in here. I openly, in the public, called it a revenge tour, called them out, said they're next. We came in here, slashed their field before the game, and we still came out here and just got after every single play. We knew that they couldn't hang with us, and we did what we had to do. Sometimes your little brother starts acting up, and you just got to put him in place.
He has to call them family now, because he's got teammates that went there. He's not going to call Brian Hoyer little brother.
So he was there in 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Five-year player?
Yeah.
Okay, he lost 3 of 5 times to Michigan State.
Well, the revenge tour. Last one.
The revenge tour. Little brother.
He played in one or two of the games. Whatever. Look, that they still want to make this a thing that Michigan State's won 6 of the last 10, 8 of the last 12.
I've never seen a school get more. Like, why the hate?
It's not even the hate. It's just like, oh, they're not in the same class with us. I agree. For the last, you know, 15 years or so, Michigan State's been a much better football team than Michigan has. But go ahead.
You're well coached.
Stay with that. Stay with your narrative that the Michigan State is somehow little brother in this
it's
relationship.
It's because of Harbaugh.
It's Will Harbaugh. Will do.
It is Harbaugh.
617-779-0985. A couple of leftover Red Sox and baseball items from the week. And if you want to go to the World Series, I'll tell you how that's going to happen. Yeah, all that's in the mix on the way. Don't go anywhere.